So let's be mindful of that as we state our whatever the agenda is.
No, it's, I figured we were, yeah. I don't know. Usually I come in, you're already arguing about something, and we just continue with that, so.
Well, Chad's apparently updating his computer.
He got a firm letter from Bill Gates and must abstain from the podcast.
We should wait till he comes on and then act like we're in the middle of a rousing conversation.
I'd have to come up with an idea first. Ha ha.
We should debate which Steve Rogers scene is the best Steve Rogers scene in the Marvel Universe.
It has to be the hammer because that was just fucking epic.
Yeah.
Mean, you knew where it was going as soon as it started floating up, but you just wanted to see it. That's probably still the single most exciting part of any movie I've ever been to, just because of the way the theater reacted.
Yeah.
You were with me then, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Was fucking cool.
Don't think I saw that until like a year and a half after it was in theaters.
Yeah.
I think I saw it 3 times the weekend it opened.
I saw it then, and then I went with Bean, I think, and saw it again.
Like, I want to see Dune, but the problem is
So,
it's so long, there's only
so
like 3 showings a day.
yeah,
Doesn't line up perfectly, I'm just screwed.
and I got no one to go see it with. You know, Karen could give a fuck about Dune, and there's no way she wants to sit through 2.5 hours of that.
It's like 2:45, but yeah. Yeah, because I wanted to rewatch the first one again before I go. So I'm trying to time that as well. And we'll see.
Yeah, they I guess the director made changes to one or two characters' storyline to basically better facilitate what Frank Herbert wanted.
Okay.
As I mean, you're familiar with the story. There's no spoilers here.
If you spoil it for somebody else, it's not like.
Yeah, the book's been out for, you know, freaking 40 years, so.
It's close to 60.
Yeah,
I
it's
was
a
gonna
long
say
time.
60.
But
I mean, maybe not for Ray because, you know, being short on that timeline, but.
this time works differently for me? What the
It's
fuck?
no, because it's a smaller percentage of your life lived.
Oh. No, Paul becomes basically the Kwisatz Haderach, and like the first movie, you know, the old, you know, 80s movie that came out, kind of came off, portrayed him as a hero, which was not what Frank Herbert wanted that character to represent. He wanted to represent extremism, and you know, this is what happens when you go nuts. But in the book and in that movie, Chani, his wife, his Fremen wife, pretty much just goes along with him.
Yeah,
You know, she
well, when
just
you cast
follows him.
Zendaya, you kind of
Yeah.
change it up to give her more to do otherwise.
Yeah,
Why?
and she is kind of just a token character. She's there to be the love interest, but you know, Zendaya, her Chani kind of dissents from Paul and his jihad that he ensues. So it'd be kind of interesting to see that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. All the few people I follow that like are really, really into it, that are not like personal friends, are like all happy with how it turned out. So
yeah, I mean,
like that's good. If like the people that really like Dune like the movie, then you know they didn't screw it up.
Yeah, I've heard people say they like the first half better, but that's kind of the Empire Strikes Back kind of thing.
Yeah, they're going to make a third Dune, so they said this is exactly the Empire Strikes Back.
Well, the first one is kind of the Empire Strikes Back, because at the end of that one, the quote-unquote good guys are on their heels. You know, the Atreides have been wiped out. He's with the Fremen, but, you know, he just had to fight to be able to live, because they were just going to kill him. So it wasn't like they were in a super comfortable position. But at the end of this half, he's the victor. You know, he's become emperor. So
it's yeah,
like, it's not a Chad ending.
Yeah, my boss is on vacation next week, so maybe then. If not, I'm fine, because like we're generally like 6-8 weeks to being on demand these days, so
yeah,
it's not like I'm waiting 9 months for a VHS tape to come out.
Yeah, it'll be on Max first, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then ended up on.
That sounds like another update from the front.
Yes, he's now running Discord updates.
Does he not have Discord on his phone?
I'm going to guess he just does.
Doesn't want to settle for that, I guess.
Perhaps we could just give him shit for not having his technology in order.
I'm an old man.
Yeah, isn't he in IT? What the fuck? This is shameful, man.
I mean, it's not technically IT, but
I'm running it on a Mac and I'm fine.
Your God. Get it to work on a Mac.
Wouldn't have it any other way, man.
That's why Steve Rogers is the best.
That's why.
Fuck you.
I disagree, though, because I still say it's on the bridge.
I mean, at least he could troubleshoot Discord.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
The bridge, are you talking Civil War or Winter Soldier bridge?
No, footbridge.
When he's fighting himself?
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
But, so were you guys just sitting here bullshitting about Steve Rogers waiting?
No, we had that ready just to troll you. We were trying to think of the best Steve Rogers scene. I might have to go with when he actually says "Avengers Assemble," but that's more of a Avengers moment rather than a Steve Rogers moment. I mean, they tease it at the end of Ultron, but
best Steve Rogers scene.
None of them's not an option.
No.
When he gives the shield to Sam is a pretty good scene.
Yeah, it's okay.
I mean, it's I don't know. The passing of the torch is kind of, you know, it's always emotional kind of thing.
I would say probably the end of Infinity War.
I was just thinking, he probably likes the part where Thanos was surprised at how strong this human was.
Yeah.
That was a cool point. There's all these, there's so many scenes where he's just fighting way out of his weight class. I mean, even in a first Avengers movie, he's on the ground fighting the Chitauri and goes in that building and barely gets out of there without being blown up.
Right.
And the rest, and he gets shot in the guts and Thor helps him up, you know, all that. All these points where, you're not the superhero you were in World War II. They kind of upgraded that kind of fighter. And you're still just
a bitch.
Is it a super, not peak human, but I don't think MCU Captain America is peak human. I think he's a little stronger than that.
He's just a bitch. It's okay.
Yeah. I don't know why you hate on America so much, man. Because you're just not as patriotic as the rest of us.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So, is everybody ready to live out the last 6 months of American freedom?
I mean, I guess.
Before the
takeover? I can't say it.
Something that would get us banned from Twitch?
I'm just saying, like, you know how Trump is trying to argue that, like, he's immune from whatever happens
in office? Yeah. Uh-huh.
If they approve that?
Uh-huh.
Before or even right after the election?
Uh-huh.
Then Biden gets a second term either way.
This is something that I've been saying for a little bit now. This is not the kind of legal argument you make when you are not the person in power.
Like, be very careful what you're wishing for here, because you're already not working with the best legal team.
Right.
Hey.
God forbid they actually argue and win this one.
I mean, God allow.
Listen.
God exists.
I am trying really hard to not get us yeeted. This is just, I can think of a lot of times that you make this argument. Zero of those times is it when I am not in power and I have been goading the guy who's in power.
Right. Like,
are we saying
he's not going to win on any merits or anything like that? Like, he's going to win on pure redneck stupidity.
Right.
So it is what it is. But like, every time they're like, oh, Biden doesn't have good speaking skills, like, they just talked to Trump about Social Security, and he said four sentences without saying one thing.
Uh-huh.
Which is what always happens.
Uh-huh. Is that the interview?
But his team still had to walk it back.
There's room to make cuts in Medicare. And I'm
basically.
Like, these are your voters, and you're basically saying, I'm going to pull the rug out from under you.
You know what? They would still be okay with it.
They'd still vote for him because they love swinging against themselves.
Gotta own the libs.
Gotta something.
failed experiment. That's still my vote.
Yeah.
We had an okay run.
Did we, though?
Yeah. For a little while. Yeah.
Okay, so wait, here's the
quote. Did we go?
Because this is nothing. It's, quote, there's a lot you can do in terms of entitlements, in terms of cutting, and in terms of also the theft and the bad management of entitlements. There's tremendous amounts of things and numbers of things you can do.
Oh.
God, just so mind-numbingly fucking stupid.
Biden's the one with cognitive issues, I'm sure.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah, they're not saying that so much after the State of the Union anymore.
I mean, it was nice that he actually, paused a couple of times to call them out on their bullshit. Because, seriously, how fucking ratchet are you if you're wearing your MAGA hat?
She should have been removed. I'm sorry.
And then you're yelling in the middle of the speech,
She's the one that complained that Zelensky was wearing a turtleneck.
Right. There was a time, around the Civil War, where you were actively just screaming at people on the floor of the Congress and hit them with a cane. And then it was civil for 100 years where you just
go out to the yard and have a duel.
Right. Take that shit outside. And now we're back to, we're just going to yell during the State of the Union.
Fuck it.
We keep electing ignorant people.
To be fair, it's not like the liberals in the audience are fucking doing anything about it.
Oh, no. I'm never going to give them money because they're not doing anything. I'm voting for them currently to not
turn
this into a dictatorship. And then we can argue about what they should be doing after that.
Right. Preserve what little bit of democracy and freedom we have. And then listen here, motherfuckers. It's time for you guys to get your fucking house in order.
Because the Republicans can't even elect a speaker. So nothing's getting accomplished for that. Even if you wanted to work with them, nothing's getting accomplished.
No.
And that's by design. They're not supposed to do
it. I mean,
they're just supposed to chase power and hold power.
It's kind of by design, but even if they wanted to do it by design, I think they're too dumb to do that right now.
Yeah. Well,
I'm watching on Netflix a documentary, I forget what it's called, basically about the invention of the bomb and the Cold War and stuff between America and
Russia. Yeah. Yeah.
It's really good. And it's one of those, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. kind of thing.
Yeah.
Shit's happening in there. But some of the Russian history, the end of the the royals.
Yeah.
Basically, all the rich people and all the landowners were just drug out to the street and killed.
Yeah.
And shit was given back to the workers. And that's where I'm like, yeah, you can only push the workers so far.
It was given back to the second
round manager. Yeah. Yeah. They can only have so little before they're just going to have to fight to take anything to survive. And I'm like, this is where we're at now.
Getting there.
Fucking people can't afford homes, can't afford rent. No, absolutely not. Those who have just want more, and those who don't have no means to get it.
Right.
Yeah. And now, they're pushing to try and say that the National Labor Relations Board is illegal and all sorts of things.
Yeah, they got to take away.
Somebody told them, hey, you can't just fire people because they don't like you. Right. And so Elon's mad, and then Amazon and Starbucks, because they got called out for bullshittery. And so, cool, if that goes through, we're just going to have to go back to dragging the company owners out into the street and shooting them, because that's how you used to have to deal with it.
Yeah, I don't know what the end game is to the asshattery that they're pulling.
I mean,
capitalism is going to eat itself. That's basically
Zuckerberg's making a secret bond villain base in Hawaii. So, he's literally firing anybody that mentions his secret base.
Right. I mean, maybe this is don't look up and there really is an asteroid headed to Earth to fucking wipe us out.
Please.
Oh, they would totally try and farm that thing.
I mean, You get the people who survive the impact to farm it.
Yeah, they seem to think if they just push it a little bit, it'll fall off course.
Yeah,
I was watching that documentary and just thinking about, you know, nuclear war and all, the end of the world and all this shit. And
like you do.
Like you do. And I was just thinking, if there's a nuclear war, granted, the fallout will kill everybody, so this is ridiculous. But the cities are where like-minded people like me live. And those are the first to go. So the post-apocalyptic world will be a bunch of religious fanatics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that would make an interesting story.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I started thinking, that's pretty much the Book of Eli, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. But there he was looking for the religion to gather the people, because they weren't fanatics. He needed the words.
I have ideas.
Like fanatical ideas, or?
I mean,
no. Where, how that story would go?
Yeah. Yeah. I could see. I could see some oddities.
I mean, it would have to take. It would be kind of like a Fallout type story where it takes place, you know, many years after the event that wiped out everybody. And you're dealing with the world that remains. But, I don't know, sounded interesting.
Okay.
Something to roll around in my head.
Yeah.
Trying to see how I would fit that in that, or how I survive against those people.
You wouldn't. I would die.
Probably not. Well, no, I would log out. I would be burned as a heretic.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd all be dead pretty quick.
Or apostate. That's it. Apostate.
Yeah. Well, no, you wouldn't be an apostate. You would be a heretic. I would be.
I thought apostate was one who basically just did not know. That's.
I'm an apostate because I renounced my religion.
Okay. Well, at one point I was part of a church, I guess. But
oh, okay. Well, I did that with Catholicism, so I guess I'd be an apostate as well.
Yes, you would actually also be in, well, I don't know if you are, but I mean, there's a possibility that you could also be an excommunicated apostate.
I was never fully communicated.
Ah, okay. Really?
You never joined the church?
I never.
I was confirmed Methodist, but.
I never fully signed on and ate the boss.
Okay. Huh.
And from a Catholic respect, that means several things.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. I recognize my word choices sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm joyful for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah. So, since I wasn't here at the beginning, how was everybody's weekend?
Kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Went to a crew game.
Crew games are already starting?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
That was the third game of the year already.
Holy shit.
Like in season cup games. So we have played 5 games in just over 3 weeks.
In season cup games?
Yeah, there's like a Champions Cup, which is like in the Mexican League. Mm. We're in it because we won the cup, and it's like the people from last year, and then the top-ranked people from each league from the rest of it.
Gotcha.
And, yeah.
Okay.
There's a second one that's just MLS in season.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah.
Interesting.
So, okay. Yeah.
So, does it look like the crew is going to be good again this year?
We haven't lost yet.
Okay.
We've won three times and tied twice, so.
Okay. Oh, I mean, that's.
About as good.
Ties are a common occurrence in soccer, correct?
Yeah, you're trying to tie on the road and win at home, which is generally what you do. We haven't lost at home since last April.
Nice.
So, you know, at least they're good there.
Yeah. I mean.
We lost on the road a lot, though.
From what I've seen in the little bit of news that I've seen about it, apparently the fucking Blue Jackets are a goddamn disaster right now.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
What the fuck?
I only tangentially follow what they're doing. I mean, look, it was always going to be a disaster because they had to fire their coach in the preseason.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just doing stupid shit. Like, they fired the coach at the end of last year, and this is the guy they replaced him with. I think he might have been the assistant coach. I don't know. Basically, okay. They fired a coach that did okay, but he was kind of at the end of his usefulness.
Yeah.
A while back, and promoted his assistant for some dumb reason. Okay. And then that guy got let go for not doing well. And then the other person that they brought in, who I don't remember, also an assistant, or if he was just somebody from another place, but he got in trouble for saying certain things or doing certain things to, like, the players. Mm. It was some kind of thing with their cell phones. I don't know what it was. But Okay. Basically, he got kicked out in the preseason, and now they've got another person in there.
Mm.
They've just gotten rid of their general manager because he's made a series of poor deals and hasn't drafted as well as he should have. So, like, they finally got some good people this year, but not enough to make them gel and not enough good other people to do well. And some of the other good people that they have were injured. So, all in all, it was a very Brownsy mess.
Okay. So they're hot garbage on ice. Huh?
Yeah. There's a lot of untapped potential, but it's not like they're sitting around with a bunch of veterans that can't do anything.
Yeah.
It's just hockey is not a show up first year and do great thing.
Yeah, I saw they just recently traded somebody, and apparently that guy just, like, torched the team on the way out the door.
I mean, it depends on how long he was there. That's probably fair. Because, like I said, this is our third coach in this last 12 months.
Hmm. And then you've got Jim Tomey's wife fucking unloading on
Cleveland. No. I saw kind of what was going on there, and I
think Holy shit.
She should have.
Like, at first I was like, okay, like, is this blown out of proportion or not? And then, like, I found out, reading deeper into it, this fucking radio group has been fucking calling her kid's school?
Yeah, they told the intern to give him $100 if he found out something about Tomey. I don't know. But since he was not around, like, he was out of town, they tried to call everybody, and then they started calling his kids school and, like, all sorts of bullshit because, you know, sports radio thinks stupid shit's funny, and then gets told
it's locker room humor.
It's not even that, like, it's just like bad morning zoo type bullshit where they thought, cool, let's make the intern do such and such, and it turned into, I don't know if there were people on the internet doing it too or what it was, but it was
not
great.
It did not go well.
What exactly was it?
They tried to find out, they couldn't get a hold of Jim Tomey, so they tried to contact his wife and then his son at his school to figure out the information. And it was not necessary information. It was just like, I think it was just like, if you can get him on the phone, we'll give you $100.
Right.
Type bullshit. And so they messed with this guy's entire family to try and win $100 for an intern.
And now apparently in the fallout, because it's a radio station that has an ESPN essentially, like, contract.
Okay.
To consider themselves ESPN Cleveland.
What they do.
That's now up in the air.
Good.
Whether or not they get to keep that. Like, this is It's not going well for the home team.
I mean, you can put three more monkeys on the radio and they can ooh and ah hit buttons and still do a better job.
We're available. Some of these people. Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
I don't think it pays enough, but.
I bet you.
Some of them do pay well. I don't know.
Yeah. I bet you we could probably pull off a morning radio show.
I think a lot of the money comes from like the appearances that they get paid to do all the other sure. times.
Or well, announcing gigs outside of the radio.
Well, so here's the thing. D and I end up being the sports guys in this situation, and Jeff and Ray are the color
gummit.
And yeah. I think we have a winning formula.
I mean,
it'd be a lot of voices for radio, but I think it'd work.
I mean, have you ever listened to Rover in the Morning?
No.
Or Rover's Morning Glory or whatever?
Nope.
Well, if you listen to our podcast, sometimes it boils down to me and Chad talking.
Rover's Morning Glory is like Joe Rogan for the radio.
Ugh. Yeah.
If I mean, somehow
it's kind of Joe Rogan for the radio, it's not
right. Well, okay,
it's a podcast. But, it's not like it's meant to be
right. Right, but Joe Rogan does have like a little bit more freedom because he doesn't have FCC standards and practices.
Oh, so it's just watered down, Joe Rogan.
Yes, yes. But then, if you could imagine it, they are dumber than Joe Rogan. Like less intelligent. Not that they do dumber things.
I don't know that Joe Rogan's that dumb. I think he just found where the money is and he's fully milking it.
Yeah, I think he's riding the MAGA wave.
Like he was smart enough to know this is where the money is and I'm gonna keep doing it.
Yeah.
And
I can be a darling to a bunch of idiots.
Everything that you say, so if you're okay lying to people, there's money.
Yeah.
I mean, if I ever run for office, I'd have to run as a Republican. I'm fine with that.
I'll probably just run independent when I run. I'm not going to throw the local party under the bus, but let's just say that I've had conversations with some people who are also politically motivated locally, and the local party is not in good standing.
Yeah, the farm team's a bunch of donkeys.
It reminded me of the conversation that we had after Senior Pictures, Mr. Bookman.
Okay.
Holy shit. If you think that some of there was some disillusionment there, it gets even worse when you start talking to people who are actively involved, like in the running of government. It's bad.
I mean, you're also basically dealing with people who want to be in government for the losing party right now. So you're not dealing with, you know, top of the line people.
I mean, I just couldn't bring myself to run as a Republican. Like I don't think I could get up and look myself in the mirror in the morning.
I mean,
I don't think anyone would believe it.
To be fair, Republican is whatever you say it is now because that's what they do.
True.
So
you could be the
at that point. I'm
world emissary from the Eddie Monster
winning. And there is no part of the party line that they don't ever actually have written down that I would have to follow because they don't even know what their party line is.
I mean, that is true.
There is absolutely nothing that ties me to doing anything I'm opposed to if elected.
True.
But if I don't have that R by my name, sometimes letters are the only thing people can sound out around here.
Yeah. Well, never mind. I'm not.
We're into the climate where they don't even notice your name. They just look for the D or the R and they click by that.
Dear God, I don't know if this is Ben Shapiro or if it was somebody. I was looking at a lot of different stupid stuff. But somebody said, we're a republic, not a democracy, for why they don't vote Democratic.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
oh, Jesus Christ. Being technical, we are a representative democracy, but holy shit, is that some seriously fucked up and bizarre logic?
Right. Makes you really wish for more kids in China.
Anybody know of a wet market that's open?
Huh?
I want to go eat a bat. I want to go eat a bat.
I mean, to be fair, in a non-conspiratorial way, it does kind of seem like it might have come from a lab.
Yeah, there is.
Now, that lab may have got spilled into the wet market and everything else from there, but...
Right.
Didn't just come from that one bat.
No. It's definitely... I actually had some guy try and tell me that Trump was better about COVID because he had less deaths in his last 12 months in office compared to Biden's first 12 months.
Yep.
I mean, the first death didn't happen until February 29th. We didn't start topping 1,000 deaths a day until, like, 2 months after that.
Right.
Like, holy shit. Do you just see big number equal bad or equal worse? Like, is context like completely gone?
Well, it's just like Biden's disastrous retreat from Afghanistan that he totally instigated, that he totally planned, that he totally, you know, did everything about. No, this isn't something that happens on a whim. This is something that
it was Trump decided
put in motion and Biden was stuck with it.
I mean, that being said, like,
more could have been done. Yes,
we did have a disastrous exit, and some of that blame does fall on the current administration. But this was not a plan that they set in motion.
Right, like you can argue the actual evacuation, but you can't argue like, well, why'd you leave the tanks there? Why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? Because we had 9 months to do it.
Right,
like. Took us years to bring all our toys, and now you're asking us to pack them up and take them home that quick.
Yeah, it took us 20 years to accumulate that pile of toys.
There was something else in there, but that was a couple of comments ago.
So I don't think it was the Good Liars, but it was something like that, interviewing Trump supporters and asking. Basically quoting Trump, but saying, what did you think about when Biden said this?
Yeah,
they were like, oh, bullshit, blah, 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 oh, that's horrible. And then, you know, actually that was Trump, and they're like, well.
That was Jimmy Kimmel.
That's it.
It was somebody on Twitter, this is what I was thinking of. They said, like, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And they're like, I went back 4 years and found an article from that day, and it was saying that Jared Kushner's whatever task force he put together for the FDA, whoever Fauci was in charge of.
FDA.
CDC.
Okay. They were putting together their own COVID test that turned out to be much worse than the COVID test that was already available on the market and delayed testing more Americans by months.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the article from exactly 4 years ago from when they had posted that tweet.
Yep.
And it's like, yep, this is what you were dealing with. Like, they would rather you all die so they could grift an extra couple $1 million off of their buddy's company.
Yeah, absolutely.
So cool. That's great. That's exactly what you want right when you're going into prime Social Security years.
Mm-hmm. Isn't life grand?
I just thought of a solution.
Not around here.
We're not going to be able to keep all those people in enough assisted living homes. What? I'm pretty sure the MyPillow guy is going out of business. Take some of his inventory and solve all our problems.
You know, MyPillow guy is going to be stuck paying a lot of settlements because he still won't shut up.
Right. Well, same as Trump. Like, he got another settlement on top of his first judgment because he kept on saying things, and now he's whining that that's too high while he's probably still going to say other stupid things.
What's that?
The Eugene Carroll case. He got that judgment, and then they went back and got another judgment because he then defamed her about the first judgment.
Right, right. Right after. Yes.
Oh, he's a fucking ATM. Just
yeah. I mean,
to wait for him to do a soundbite, and then he's gonna pay another one. Yeah, he's a fucking idiot. Yeah,
Trump doesn't shut up either. It's not like the MyPillow guy's learning from.
No, God, no.
It's competent.
No, Mike Lindell's
fucking idiot.
Essentially bankrupt. Trump is down half a bill.
But I hear like Lindell has all the evidence to overturn the election.
Does he?
Kept it under his pillow, yeah. And his pillow was too scratchy and it all disappeared.
Yeah.
The other part that somebody brought up that, you know, of course the base doesn't care about, who put up his bond for his case?
I don't think anyone has yet.
No, like it was put up.
Oh, yeah.
In order to appeal, he had to have that bond in place because he had a 30-day window to make a payment or get a bond. As long as there's a bond, then they can go forward with an appeal. But he couldn't appeal just to get out of paying. So basically, yeah. Her payment's in escrow. And it's being
The E. Jean Carroll bond. Right. Correct. Okay.
So 10% of the 300.
Well, no, somebody had to put up the, yeah, it's like any bond, but somebody literally had to put up the full $300 million.
Eugene Carroll isn't $300 million.
Oh, she's 86. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an $8.6 million.
Sorry. It was
both of them together.
Yeah.
They both had to have bonds in place.
Right. The other one, I don't think anyone's put up the bond on the.
Oh, have they not for that one yet?
No.
I thought he was okay currently.
I know he's doing a GoFundMe, so any day now.
Well, I think it's the Amway people that are running a GoFundMe.
Be kind of funny.
Have they thought about going door to door?
I don't think so.
I mean, they kind of already covered that when they just collected at the churches.
Yeah.
I'm so glad there's a separation of churches.
As long as they're separate from me, I'm okay.
I'm so glad that the mega church preachers aren't allowed to speak politics from the pulpit. Otherwise, you're going to be subject to taxation.
Yeah, well,
that doesn't sound like America, Raymond.
No, it doesn't.
Whatever.
But that's the way, that's the letter of the law.
And?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
The law's not applicable because of
that. Letter of the law only applies if you can't afford lawyers to argue against it.
Now you're catching on.
Yes. Monetary fines are only fines for the poor.
Correct.
They should be, I think, what was it? European country, Netherlands or Finland or something, when you get a ticket, like a traffic ticket, it's based on a percentage of your like weekly income.
That's cool.
So
I think they went away from that because once again, somebody with.
Yeah. I just remember somebody got a $86,000 speeding ticket.
Right. But I think he did it in like a Lamborghini or something stupid. Like, it wasn't like he was mildly over the limit. It was just obnoxiously looking at me in my Lambo.
Laws don't apply to me kind of thing.
Hey, man, if I had a Lambo, I would probably have a day where I said, look at me in my Lambo. You would, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then I won't be able to afford the gas anymore.
I'm just saying, don't feel bad that he was driving a sensible car on the day that he was going 5 over the speed limit. It was definitely justified.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's also once you have multiple speeding tickets. So.
Probably. I will say, I do have to, in my new vehicle, I got to be a little more conscious of the speed.
Not used
to
it.
Does it actually get up at that speed?
It gets up and go quick. My Sorento had a V6. This has a V6. It's not like I'm not used to the size of the engine. This is just faster in every conceivable way.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, it's some cars like that, but I always prefer that bit of a delay. It'll get there, but I can't accidentally. I'm speeding. I knew I'm speeding because it took me 3 minutes to get there.
Well, and I mean, the other problem is, like, you're sitting in the car and you're just going, and the car is so quiet that you just can't tell that you're speeding.
Is it one of those things that turns off at stop signs?
Car's like that. I fucking hate it. Yes. I always turn it off.
Yeah, you can turn it off. I haven't, but.
Okay. Yeah, I was just seeing an article today where some guy was telling everybody, like, yeah, you should probably turn that off. It's going to wreck your engine a lot quicker.
Yeah.
I know when we borrowed my parents' Jeep to go to Alabama or Bernal or something, because at the time our big car was the Avenger, my dad had to warn me that it has that weird traction or all-wheel drive where it's like your driver's front and the passenger rear tire are the ones that are giving thrust, and then depending on, you know, terrain and you're turning the wheels and stuff, it'll switch.
Mm-hmm.
So the car will jerk sometimes, mm-hmm. It feels like, when you're changing lanes on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. And the first time I actually experienced it, I was like, okay, I see what he's talking about. That's creepy.
Yeah, that's probably a good warning. I just realized, like, yeah, that would throw me off a little bit there.
Yeah, it's just depending on which tires are pulling, when you, like, change lanes to the left or to the right, if that front tire is the one going, you really fucking go.
Yeah.
So that's just an all-the-time feature? That's not like a...
It's just the way their traction...
It's the full-time four-wheel drive with the limited slip.
Yeah.
For the traction control, yeah. It's... I know a lot of companies thought that was going to be a really good idea, and now they're like, oh, this was not a great idea. We should.
This is over complex for no apparent reason.
Like, every time I get a new car, I get a couple of the features that are like 3 to 5 years old at that time added in because they became standard instead of, you know, special. And
right.
I'm just not looking forward to the next round of features that I'm going to get. Because I don't
have
that many good upgrades for how many weird things they've got now.
So, like, things that my Jeep has that are Honda didn't. Heated seats.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to feel like my butt has the flu.
Heated steering wheel.
Nice. Yeah. But those are very much van SUV things too. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure. But
What do I got? I have
heated seats in my Escape. Karen likes them. I don't like them.
Android Auto.
Okay.
I've never had that.
I think what is that? She liked.
It
syncs up to your phone immediately.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had that. I when I got a new phone, I never redid it because it annoyed me. So if I got into my car and I'm listening to my headphones, it would immediately connect to the car and disconnect my headphones, and that would just fucking annoy me.
So, that's just Bluetooth.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she liked it in all her rental cars because she's not good at trying to figure out where to put her phone if she has to do navigation, or like basically they can use all her apps to do navigation and things like that.
Right. So, right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. At least that's good.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. The heated steering wheel, I don't know if I'm ever going to use.
I use it in the winter. I mean, it's nice.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on if you wear gloves. If you normally are wearing gloves out to your car, then you're not going to care. But
the heated seats have already proved useful. Yep. Not for me, but I can turn on the heated seat for Athena, and then I don't have to have the heat on. Because we very much have different temperature requirements in a car.
Okay.
Much like any man and a wife, yeah.
So that's kind of nice, but yeah, I mean, so far so good. I love the ride. Loved the dealership. We'll probably go back to them again for another vehicle.
Yeah, I feel like people generally like Jeeps. It's a matter of if you get the one that goes wrong or not, type of thing.
Right.
Somebody else took that for you, so I think you're
right. Okay. Yeah.
The nice thing about not getting new stuff is usually somebody took that risk for you. Or yep. That's why they traded it in. You'll find out.
This was a lease that expired.
Yeah, I feel like that's what her van was last time, or one of the vans was, because it's fairly low mileage and almost exactly 2 years type of thing.
Yeah.
Or no, theirs was a like an enterprise car.
Mm.
But if it doesn't get rented that much, then it's not terrible.
Right. Yeah, this was a 2 year lease at the end of the 2021 and 17,000 miles. I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go. Let's do this. And then for some reason, people in Columbus don't want a car that has a low jack unit on it.
Unless it's a Kia.
I mean, the dealership that I bought it from was like, yeah, this thing comes with this, what's it called? It's called a recovery unit or something.
Sure.
That was installed. It's a one-time ownership transfer of the service for $500.
To me, that sounds fake, so.
No, I have everything.
I get it, but like the $500 cost seems like it was $99 in there.
Yeah, it's like when you buy that new keyless, key fob. It's $600. Really?
Undercoating that they're.
This is not something I paid to the dealership. This is something I had to pay to recover.
Oh, okay. So it seems very nice machines, but okay.
But I'm like, with work and whatnot, and going to be traveling and whatnot, and maybe I leave my car sit at an airport or something. Yeah, it seems like a reasonable investment for you. I'm not mad.
Working in those sketchy subdivisions.
Yeah.
So why do Kias want low jack? I know the girls talk about never getting a Kia because people can hack them with their iPhone.
Yes.
Well, they just hack them with a screwdriver.
Yeah.
There's an iPhone component. There's some cars that you could unlock some of the key fob shit, but I don't have a key fob.
My Sorento had the fob problem where you could download the app onto a smartphone and then steal my car.
Yeah, I don't have the remote start. I don't have any of that crazy shit.
I have the app for my car on my phone. and I was told to do that because then somebody can come up, you know, and they just scan your VIN number and they install the app. But if they do that, because I have the app, I'm going to get an alert. Is this an authorized user?
Right. But if you don't have the app, which
I'm but you know, I use it every once in a while. There in the winter, I had it scheduled so my car would start at 7:10 and run and heat up, so it'd be ready for me to, when I went downstairs. But other than that,
I didn't. No, I should look into that.
It's worth at least knowing whether or not it's there, because for that respect, it is a liability, because everyone can see your VIN number.
Yeah.
And if that's all it takes to get, you know, basically connected to your car.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
I hope this isn't a terms of service violation, us giving this information to Twitch. Uh-oh. But
I mean, we're essentially telling people, hey, if you have a newer car,
watch out for this.
Check and make sure that if your car has an app, you're the one that has the app for it.
Yeah. Just make sure you're the owner and it's you and you have it, you know, set. So, I mean, Karen could install it on her phone. I'd just have to say, yes, she's allowed.
Right.
But, you know. I mean,
you'd put no on a spike, but.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fuck her. She can freeze. But I don't want to not have that option to say, no, this is not me.
Right.
But, technology, isn't it fun?
No.
Not usually.
I mean, it stopped being fun about 10 years ago, and now it's just an asshole that you have to deal with.
I work in IT, and I'm here to tell you technology is the fucking devil.
Yeah, as evident today when you tried to join us on Discord. And to reboot your machine and reinstall or update Discord.
Yeah.
It's usually my routine.
You had to recode Windows.
Yeah. Pretty much.
The other part of it is technology probably be fine, but it never works correctly the way it's supposed to the first time anymore.
It's impossible to plan for all the variables. That's the problem. This thing conflicting with this other thing.
They should have planned for a few more usually. I don't know.
Well, since Karen lost her job, I had set my work to provide our insurance. Everyone's fine, but as soon as the first time my prescriptions come up to be refilled, for some reason the insurance won't accept them. And Karen went to pick up my prescriptions because CVS keeps fucking hassling me saying they're ready. And I get two of the same thing because it only makes so big a pill, right? One was, how much did she say? It didn't sound that bad, actually, compared to some people that complain about it. But one was $99 and the other was $230.
Whew. Fucking shit for a month?
Yeah. Well, I think that's 3 months' supply, but usually it's 10 and 20.
Ow.
Yeah, so that was a bit of a pass for now. Let me give them a call or talk to the lady at work and see why perhaps this is the way.
Yeah,
this is working, because I don't think it's right.
Yeah, that just doesn't sound proper.
Is there a generic?
I think Wellbutrin is the generic.
No,
that's the brand name. Yeah, no. What the fuck am I talking about? I take the generic.
It says it on the bottle what it is. It's I take Wellbutrin, but it is the generic.
Okay.
Yeah. My wife tried to take the generic, and she experienced incredibly adverse side effects from the generic, which apparently happened in a small subset of the population. It has exactly the opposite effect of what you would want Wellbutrin to do for you.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It's...
Oh man,
real bad.
That sucks. Well, I feel real bad for her on that, because
I take it for depression and anxiety, which basically amounts to ADHD.
Correct. And so you would expect that it would not make you want to stop everything.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's awful. I feel real bad, because that's how I am with Xanax.
Yeah, it's so weird the way our fucking bodies process these fucking chemicals that are supposed to keep us from wanting to, you know, unsubscribe.
Yeah.
Xanax makes me hear voices.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Is it Jesus you heard?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did the leprechaun tell you to burn things?
Oh, no. It's just like a murmuring chorus of whispers.
I hear that all the time. I think I hear people talking. Sorry. Is that not normal? Sorry.
I think it depends on to what extent.
And yeah, I
if you're sitting by yourself and there's
if I'm sitting in a room by myself, and I sometimes pick up like white noise. I can just hear like.
I mean, that could be almost like tinnitus, or that could be a side effect of the medication.
Yeah, I didn't think I was loony or anything. I just like, okay,
I've definitely like a
ringing
heard...
in my ear, but it's not ringing. It's just like a seashell on my ear, but it sounds sort of. I mean, yeah, I'll sit there and I'll try to
definitely
can
have
I
that.
Hear what's being said? Can I make out any words? You know, sometimes I just have fun with it.
It doesn't have anything there.
Yeah, it's just. It just sounds like somebody mumbling under their breath. If they ever start making like full words, then I'll start to worry.
I also kind of have that, but we're on the same medication, so yeah, I'll chalk it up to that.
But if I'm like doing something or watching TV or like in a room with people, it gets drowned out if it is there. It's only when I'm like in a room quiet trying to read or just doing something and not anyone talking to me or other noise to fill the background.
Yeah, I usually have
once again.
Anyway,
isn't it weird how these chemicals interact with our strange bodies?
So did
anybody, yeah, this time change just fucked me up. Like,
yeah.
Oh God.
More so than normal, I guess. I guess the other way around is always nice.
I just got to where it wasn't pitch black in the morning, and now it's pitch black again.
Is it?
Yeah. When I get,
I wake up later than you.
Yeah. When I start to get out of the house, it's pitch black. By the time I get to work, the sun's coming up, and it's only 10 minutes away. It's just that little window of time.
Oh, that'll be gone like in a month then. So
okay. The thing I can't stand is the warm, cold, warm, cold, warm, cold. Oh, look, I have a cold.
Yep. It's so nice today, and it's going to be back to 40 next week.
Yeah.
Or at least a little bit.
Cool shit. I watched that Millie Bobby Brown movie, Damsel.
Oh, is that out?
Yeah. I watched it as well. I thought that
was some kind of like April thing.
I liked it all except for the dragon. I did not like the dragon. It was like a weird lion lizard.
You seem like you'd have more dragon problems than the general public, though.
Yeah. I do like, I love the actress that they had to do the dragon's voice.
Yes.
Love her voice. She was on, the one that I always go back to is when she was on 24.
Yes.
She was just, I love the gravel in her voice. I don't know, it's just so cool. But for that dragon, it just fit.
Is this the woman from...
she was on The Expanse.
The Expanse? Yes.
Yes. The president. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Really, I didn't know who the girl is. Everybody's excited.
You don't like her voice?
Oh, no. That's not what that was about.
No.
I think he was going the other direction.
Correct.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, it wasn't that he wasn't a fan, Ray. It was that he was.
Oh,
very much so.
Okay. Oh, just a lower fan. your fandom flies its flag south of the border.
Yes.
Okay. He's not the only fan. He's got a backup one.
It's the only fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but yeah.
This is not the first time you've talked about this on the show.
No, it's not. It is not.
I'm not quite theirs fan, but I do love it. Her voice adds so much to a menacing character.
Mm-hmm.
It just has that extra weight. And when you want a feminine voice, but you want it to feel threatening, she's the go-to.
Yep.
So, yeah, I've always been a fan, but yeah, the movie wasn't too bad. It was somewhat predictable. There were a couple, I didn't see that coming, kind of changes. Okay. I mean, I watched it because I saw the little Netflix preview thing, so I knew what it was about, and I was waiting for that, but the way the story was told was interesting. I kept waiting for the bugs to come into play.
Okay.
But I really thought that the bugs would be put on the three.
That was what I thought was going to happen as well.
I'm kind of glad it didn't, because that would have been a reach.
Yeah.
But that's where I thought it was going, because, you know, I don't pick the story. But I was delighted that it didn't.
I think there was enough in the ending that you would have liked Chad.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of unclear where it's going. I really thought she was going to stay. I didn't see her going off.
Well, good to know she goes off.
Yeah. She goes off.
Like a queen.
Okay. I watched Avatar this weekend.
Yeah.
Way of the Water.
Yes, totally. That one.
The cinematic masterpiece.
Yes, that one. Definitely that one. Clearly. So I can understand why some people were unhappy with season one. I was fine. I was a little, like, I was happy and a little sad with who they had play my favorite character.
Azula?
No, Iroh.
I didn't realize that was the same actor from
Star Kim's Wars
Convenience and Star Wars.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it. I thought he did an excellent job.
For me, it was the voice. Like, the voice just wasn't... Everything else was great.
I'm glad he didn't try to do a Mako impersonation.
Yes, I'm glad he
didn't. So in that respect, I'm glad it was his voice.
Yes, it just, maybe not even so much the voice, but like, Iroh had
kind of a foolish quality to him.
Yes. And that part was missing a little at times. It was fine.
Episodes where he really kind of let his buffoon out.
Yeah.
Were kind of missing from that
yes.
first season. So I did like the inclusion of Leaves on the Vine soundtrack in there. During the Tenzin funeral scene, they had that song kind of playing in the background. That was cool.
There was
enough, I think. I mean, obviously, it's a nod to the series. It's,
sure.
It's a, I would dare say, a sort of love letter to the original series.
It was great.
The things they changed, I really liked that they involved Azula more in season one.
Absolutely.
I like the playing Azula versus Zuko, and even Zhao got in on that a little bit.
Yep.
That's going to make season two a lot more adversarial.
Yes.
Which is when they become real adversarial.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I saw a meme where it says, Iroh really goofed around the first season. Had he really meant to, they probably would have found the Avatar in a week.
Probably.
But that was not what he was out there for.
Nope.
Found the Avatar in the first episode.
Yeah, but they've been at
the Avatar in the first in a week. I'm sorry. Yeah, that was after 3 years of him being out looking. Yeah.
Well,
the first episode we saw, they found him, but that was 3 years into Zuko's exile.
Yeah,
it would have been harder to find him when he wasn't uncovered yet, though.
True, does make it difficult.
Like, I can't fault him for not finding him.
No,
I will say
traveling around talking to people
when Iroh explains to the crew.
The unit 44 or whatever?
Yes.
That was fucking awesome. That was a change.
That was a change.
Yeah.
And it really fucking drove home
who Zuko really was.
Right.
And what Iroh sees in him, I think.
Right. And I'm not going to lie, when Zuko came back on the ship, and they all kind of bowed and
kind of teared up a bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That got me.
Because because I know what's going to happen, I'm very pleased to see that, you know, they're not. I was a little worried that they were going to play Zuko as like just a outright bastard villain kind of character to start, to give him a bigger redemption
arc to redeem. Yeah.
Yeah,
but I think that's why they brought his sister in right away, so they don't have to.
Right, because I think Zuko's story is a redemption arc of sorts, but it's not a redemption of him being a terrible person. It's a redemption like where he finally understands his
place. His path.
Yes, he's coming to terms with who he is, not that he needed to come to terms with being a terrible person and repent.
He needs to realize where his place should be in the world and how it differs from his father's and what's expected of him.
Yeah.
Or what his father expects of him, not what is expected of him.
I think they did a fantastic job on casting Ozai.
Yes. Okay. The first scene when they catch the earthbender that's trying to escape.
Yeah.
And he just immolates right in front of Ozai.
Yeah.
Was that not a little terrifying?
Just slightly.
That he didn't punch, he didn't flex his eyebrow or anything. That guy just went up in flames.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was fucking crazy.
You get an understanding that
he's on another level.
The term Fire Lord is not just an honorary thing.
Yeah, they don't just hand that out.
Right. Like,
but he does that in the first episode. I can't imagine the end of season 3 where Sozin's comment is here.
Right?
Yeah. I always thought that scene where he holds out his hand and there's that spark just like 3 inches away from his palm and then it ignites and just lays out all that fire. I always thought that looked fucking incredible. I'm going to actually expect a little more than that come time for him to juice up. Because if he's doing that first episode, the power level is higher than I expected it to be.
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy that they didn't get rid of the misogyny, chauvinistic plot in the Northern Water Tribe. I felt that that was
not, but that they never mentioned her necklace, grandma's necklace. I kept waiting for that to happen, but then it was always shown every time he was talking to her. So I was like, this is going to be bullshit if he just happens to notice it, you know,
right
now.
Right.
So they did leave that out.
That's okay.
It was okay to be left out, I think. I like the way they changed Yue, how she's like the tribe's spiritual leader.
Yes, I like
that. That kind of tied into her being connected to the spirits. You know, she had a purpose, and apparently she was a bender.
Yes.
Okay, so that was new, but she's a Northern Water Tribe female bender, so what?
Right.
So, I mean, did she do any healing in the cartoon?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah, she wasn't a bender in the cartoon. She was just Princess Yue.
I knew she wasn't like a full bender, but I didn't know if they had any hints there.
I mean, she did that little thing with the food. I assume that means she's a bender, right?
I mean, she literally water bent his feet to the ground.
Sokka?
Yeah.
Oh, when he was trying to walk away or what?
No, when she was getting ready to go into the pool with the dead fish.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I missed that.
Yeah, she bent the water into ice and locked him in place.
Okay, I've said this, and I want to know if you agree. The bending looked cool. The special effects all looked great. But I dare say Ko was the pinnacle of animation in that. Ko looked fucking cool as hell.
Yeah. The
Face Stealer's spirit.
Yeah.
It was fucking terrifying looking.
That was, yes, that was absolutely terrifying.
I mean, it was spot on. Exactly like I wanted it to look. Exactly like it did in the cartoon. There was a couple of
points where they did things like the mercenary. Why can't I remember her name? With her
June. Weird,
yes. Her outfit, her look, her everything, down to the fucking tattoos on her biceps.
Yeah. And her beast, that freaking weird mole rat nose thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was that just thing like,
looked awesome.
There was changes that were needed and necessary, and then there was these other moments where they had the opportunity to make a change and they didn't, and they kept it so fucking accurate.
Yeah, like, they didn't have to go so hard with her.
Right,
She was a minor character.
Right.
You know, but yeah. They nailed her.
Yeah.
I forgot how good that thing looked. I take back the Coke comment. The beasts all in general. I mean, even Momo looked good.
Yeah.
And Momo, like, saving, who did he save? Yue? Or Sokka?
He saved that kid and got, I did not like that. That was like one thing. It just felt very forced.
Well, it felt, okay, we got to hurt Momo so we can heal him.
Right.
I liked it because, you know, they spent all this money animating this character. It's got to do something.
Right. No, I'm with you.
Appa looked good.
Yes.
Which.
Yeah, the CGI was good.
Yeah.
Almost everywhere.
The earthbending at the beginning was fucking awesome. When he punches the ground and it just starts freaking erupting rocks into the air to throw at him like buckshot. That was fucking cool. Yeah, I think they did a bang up job. I know the original creators left for, you know, citing differences or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the changes they made, I can accept the fact that there was a reason why.
Sure.
And the additions kind of filled in that absence.
Yeah. I have the Momo getting hurt thing is the only part where I was like, we didn't need to do this.
It did show UA's healing, though.
Yeah, and?
Oh, it kind of labeled her as a bender, if nothing else. Kind of let you know that she was somehow.
Yeah, but we already identified.
Not your father's UA.
we already identified two other spots in the show where they identified she was a bender.
True. But that was, I guess the food thing was first, right?
Yes. Food, Momo, then
lock
and Sokka in place.
I thought the Kyoshi Warriors looked fucking fantastic.
Oh my God.
Their costumes, the eye makeup, the way it goes from that like crimson red to the gold on either side of their nose looks so fucking cool.
Yes.
And I love their headdress. Yep. Now, it looks like a fan, but they all have different ones, and it almost makes me think of, like, Imperial soldiers, how they have those little cubes of color. This has got to denote some kind of ranking system here.
Mm-hmm.
Or family, you know, line or something. You know, like with samurai, how, you know, they have certain things up on their helmets and symbols to represent their family line. But yeah, I thought that all looked cool. Kyoshi looked like a fucking boss.
Yes. And one of the things that I really appreciated about Kyoshi, they made her just
huge.
They conveyed her brutality in her demeanor without, like, I was worried when you made that character live action, you were going to lose something.
Because she's going to be brutal for no reason.
Yeah. It's such a hard character to get right. And you have a little bit more play when you're dealing in animation because you don't have to worry about finding someone who is the right height. You just draw them.
Yeah. You just make them whatever. And honestly, we only had like four or five scenes with Kyoshi throughout the series.
Right.
But enough people talked about her and referenced her that you understood her character without her character actually saying it.
Right.
Here, you needed to see it.
Yeah.
And you need to see it now because nothing was said up to now.
Right.
I like the idea that he can only access the his past lives while at their shrines.
I think that's a nice change.
It was a nice way to limit the need for it all over the place.
Right.
You know, because how many times did Roku show up when he was, you know, just down thinking or, you know, down and out? Yeah.
Yeah.
And now if we can only talk to him, you know, in certain times, certain places. And they gave the water tribe avatar a little more
something.
Yeah, they gave him recognition basically.
Yeah,
because he didn't show up till like season three,
something like that. Yeah,
when Aang was searching for guidance with his Fire Lord problem.
I will say the owl.
He looks fucking awesome. I wish they had the library.
I mean, we still have time.
Yeah, it wasn't till season two that the library shows up, but
right,
I'm going to be disappointed if, because that's where they learn about Black Sun and everything. But now we have it in the post-credit scene. But the Fire Nation learned about that. No. I'm sorry. The post-credit scene was Sozin's Comet Returns.
Sozin's Comet, yeah.
Not Black Sun.
But I thought the with Sokka and Katara there in the spirit realm, and they're like, who are you talking to? Like, the interplay.
Oh, there, that they didn't see it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, they saw it, but they heard owl hoots, not words. That was It was so hysterical.
Since I watched it.
Like,
yeah, it was neat. I thought the panda spirit looked cool in both its forms.
Yeah.
The panda and the I only see that as Cloverfield monster.
Right.
Which, hopefully isn't an insult, but obviously they pulled inspiration from that.
Clearly.
That, you know, walks on all fours but has the tiny little arms in between.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a Cloverfield inspiration. But all in all, front to back, pretty happy with it. I will probably watch it again and find something else I like about it, maybe something I didn't like about it. But
yeah,
I think they did a good job, and it's definitely worthy of a continuing.
I'm glad that they have already confirmed, yep, we're going to make season two, we're going to make season three, and then we're going to end it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Don't drag this out.
It helps that everybody hated the movie so much, so they really had to be like, if we're going to do this, we can't go half-assed because we already had one of those.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And they have to do it. They have to do season two and three almost back-to-back because those kids are getting older already. It would look good if Aang suddenly shoots up, you know, a foot taller.
I mean, he's 15. He's...
Well, but being the actor, 15?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you won't grow too much, but...
I mean, how tall were you at 15, sir?
As freshman year?
Yeah.
I did my growing between 8th grade and sophomore year, so okay. I was in the middle there.
Okay.
I was probably 5'10".
Okay. Not everyone is me. I have been the same height since the beginning of 8th grade.
You just shot up and stopped?
Yeah. Between 7th grade and 8th grade, I went from like 4'10 to almost 5'7 and haven't grown since.
You're only 5'7"?
I'm not even 5'7". I am like 5'6". I'm like 5'6" and 3.
He was lying for radio.
No, I'll be the first one to say I am not 5'7".
You're 6'2". Come on, it's radio.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm 5'15", so.
Yeah.
I was probably taller than you when I was in fifth grade.
Probably.
Fourth grade.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I went to the dentist, they did that all around x-ray thing, and they had me, you know, you had to bite on that little stem and stick your head in this wedge. And she's like, "Man, you're tall. How tall are you?" And I said 5'15", and she laughed for a good 5-6 minutes.
Nice.
Even mentioned it later, and I was like, "Cool, this is the best that joke's ever done."
I mean, you say it all the time.
I know.
Every time you're out about meeting people.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe ask the question. Maybe they want to know the answer.
The other times
they're definitely going to remember to answer if I say it that way.
Maybe I should have Kesley start saying she's 4'13".
There you go.
Maybe it'll make her feel better.
Yeah, 5'1" sounds good.
I don't know. It starts with a 4, though. It's a little more. I don't know if the down is worth the up, but maybe. Like, I'm also
most people are concerned in the that with 13,
people don't know how tall a foot is anymore. Because they feel dumber. 15 seems high. 13 is just over, so no room for plenty of confusion.
Yeah.
Karen found this the Dollar Tree. She went up to buy a bunch of stuff for her sister's apartment. And she saw those Betty Crocker like envelopes that have, it's like a pouch that has cookie mix in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was like $1.25, and it makes a dozen peanut butter cookies. She's like, "Oh, that's, I'll try that." She made them. They're really good. Well, she ate some of the batter before she made them, so she only ended up with 11. I go, "What is this, the Karen dozen?" Yeah, 13's the baker's dozen, 11 the Karen.
Nice.
She didn't appreciate that. I thought it was funny.
I appreciate it.
I feel like the Karen's dozen is when you get the dozen, but you get a refund on top of it.
Yeah.
True.
But you make your cookies and you have the batter.
Yeah.
But they were pretty good. I mean, for $1.25, I go, that's enough cookies that I don't feel bad if I, you know, eat them in a day. But which, you know, they came out the, you know, normal cookie size, and they were a little thin, but they really good. And for $1.25, I mean, you can't freaking beat that.
I was trying to think, and I think the regular pouch probably makes 2 dozen.
Yeah.
So you probably just cut it in half and call it a day.
But she went back, I guess, and bought a bunch like cookies and muffin mix and stuff. She's going to just make up a little care package and take them to the girls.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't think you have to add eggs or anything crazy. Maybe.
No, it's like add milk or water, depending on, you know, which one, or maybe some oil. But both of them have, you know, apartments and have kitchens and all that shit. So,
yeah. You know,
Bean stole one of our crock pots until we got her one for Christmas because we wanted ours back.
Yeah, it seems about right.
She's always been the baker. She's making stuff and buying a bunch of, you know, weird ingredients. I'm like, why do we have this minced garlic here? Where the fuck did this come from? And it's because she was making some recipe or something.
She bought garlic?
Minced? That's garlic.
Yeah, comes in a jar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Garlic.
Okay. Get I want to know what you do with it.
Get hip to the TikTok terms, man. It's garlic. Okay.
Yeah, I don't
want to. Government's trying to protect me from that.
Yeah.
Did you see in the news that Tom Cruise, or not Tom, Ted Cruz, Tom Cruise, Cruise, Ted Cruz was he was saying something about a bill to stop AI from making fake porn of elected officials.
Oh, not anybody else, just elected officials?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, he just doesn't want to see himself, you know, fake.
Like, if you really need a bill of, like, I'm like, just protecting your own interests, there's the one you point to.
Well, and
none of his bills have ever gotten passed, so.
This is the party of, you know, freedoms and keeping the government out of your own business. Yeah.
Yeah, but
I guess not. Not if it hurts Ted's feelings.
I mean, I hate fucking saying this, but if it were for more than just elected officials, I'd agree.
Yeah.
Oh, there's got to be something stopping it now. I mean, there's so many fake shits out there.
No, I mean, the best thing would be if this is the one bill that he got passed and then he didn't win re-election.
Mm. Yeah. So that we could do it still about him.
Yeah. But also he didn't win re-election.
Yeah, that'd be victory enough. I wouldn't, you know, feel the need to show him.
I mean, nobody's trying to watch porn about elected officials. I couldn't name you one of them that I'd be like, yep, I'd watch that. No,
it's mostly showing them in unflattering circumstances, I'm sure.
I didn't know it was an option.
What?
To not show them in unflattering circumstances?
No, to watch them in porn. I guess I just hadn't thought about it.
I mean, I haven't gotten looking, but like I've seen enough people motion. Comment that
there's
like
images, yes.
Yeah, there's images. Well, it doesn't matter if there's images. You just generate images. That's AI. Like, it's personalized.
You just say Ted Cruz and a donkey, you know, and you know, you get what you get.
Allegedly.
You get what you get.
Well, that's how AI, how those freaking AI art things work, right? You just put in a prompt and it compiles a bunch of shit from the internet. Gives it too many fingers and one breast is larger than the other.
Extra knees.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always a floating figure in there. That's how you can always tell it's AI for now. But eventually they'll get better and then you have to look for something else they screwed up.
And then there's the Kate Middleton freaking.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what they said. Like they said it was doctored, but I'm not sure what they thought was doctored. Like somebody mentioned clothes.
I didn't understand what was going on, and I'm like, I still don't get it. Karen told me what she had heard. Basically,
She's tapped in with the Q network, so
her face in that her face in that photo is exactly the same face. I mean, you could lay it over and knock the opacity out, and it's perfect pixel to pixel of a Vanity Fair cover she did. So it's like
they couldn't even.
It's like their photo. That photo was of someone else other than her and the three children, and they put her face on that person's body to make this Mother's Day photo. And it all
that would make sense if that was the argument. I just didn't hear any articles actually say there was a kill order because it was modified.
The reason this is a thing is because she hasn't made any public appearances in
since the surgery.
Yeah, and they're all wondering like what happened.
I mean, like the queen died and the royal like she must have just cursed them on the way out because the whole royal family is in fucking shambles. Because King Charles has at least one cancer, possibly multiple cancers.
Yeah.
And Kate Middleton's just like, I get it. Nobody really wants to show up to 4,000 events to open your brand new.
Does she have like plastic surgery or something? What was?
They don't release any of that because they'll just call it sensitive records.
Yeah,
like there's everything from like, oh, is she fixing like a C-section, or is it like she has stomach cancer, or is it something else? Like I've heard 5 different speculations on what it might be, and
yeah, I haven't heard any.
They're not like.
I'll wait for it to come out in the next season of The Crown. So,
well, they're done with that.
Oh damn! Yeah, kind of the way the last season ended. I guess that's over. Huh?
Well, nobody cared about King Charles in England, so it's not compelling television. Just him sitting around in a castle going, it's a little bit cold, eh?
Where did Mummy go?
Let's see the doctor, eh? Yeah, I don't know. It's not. He was not the person that anybody cared to care about for the whole seasons of The Crown.
Yeah.
He was even his own season where it was like him and Diana, it was more like he's just a background character to be mean to Diana.
Yeah, I thought that season was decent just because I liked the actor they had playing him. It looked enough like him. But then he looks like
Bizarro John Cena.
No, the younger one. The younger one I liked when they were first together. The later one that was on there at the end of the series, I didn't think looked anything like Charles.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I don't know. Like
that was one of my I don't have anything to watch, so I'll watch this kind of shows.
Oh no, I really like The Crown. They had good character actors for all the seasons.
Yeah. I liked every actress that played the queen. They were all really, really good.
Like, I don't have any frame of reference from when she was that age.
Yeah.
So I don't know what
she's like. That's how I'm going to see her. Like.
Right.
Yeah.
So as long as they got they got Umbridge to do the last one. So,
yeah.
As long as they did a good enough job on that one, that's the one 90% of the population remembers her as. Because
yeah, I they don't did like the fact that the other actresses came back for the finale to kind of tie it all together. That was neat. But
yeah, no, I mean they did a good job.
It's another one of those series where I watch it and then I sit there on Wikipedia looking up shit. I'm like, what is this about?
I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, yeah. The whole coal town being buried underneath the landslide. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
That was one of the things, well, once again, it wasn't our country, so, you know.
Wasn't our country, and was before I was born, I think.
It was the 70s, wasn't it?
Well, with when I was a child then.
I didn't say the 1870s.
I said I was born in 1971, asshole. One of the girls at work birthday was last week, so they put up a bunch of decorations, and she was, you know, fake mad. Oh, you're pointing out I turned 30, and I'm like, boo-hoo, shut the fuck up. Eat your cake. I would take 30 in a minute.
I wouldn't.
Why?
Dude, my early 30s were great.
I wouldn't change what year it is. Oh. I would just be 30 again.
Maybe
I'd be 30 in 2024.
I don't know. Like, would I just wake up tomorrow and go from being 44 to 30 and nothing else changes?
I guess that's what I was saying, yeah.
Okay, then sure. Sure. Because that means, you know, less time or more time until I die. Sure.
More time to work.
No, more time until I die.
Well, you don't know that.
Yeah, I do. Listen, man, I know when I'm going to die. It's okay.
What if you're like 30 and then you're like, oh, good, second chances. I'm going to do all the things I never did and all the things that you never did or where I got you killed.
Yeah. Yeah. What about that? Yeah. What about that, Doomsayer? Huh?
What am I going to go do?
Perish.
I don't know. All the things you never did. That's the point.
Yeah. No, Ray, you're not getting me to jump out of a plane.
Do you think I'm going to?
Well, you made it sound like you were going to get me to.
No.
Okay. Well, just as long as we're clear on that, I'm not fucking doing that dumb shit.
I have no desire to do that.
Okay. Neither do I.
I don't want to swim with sharks. I don't want to drive race cars. I don't want to go a million miles per hour on a motorcycle. I don't want any of that.
No.
Like, apart from just probably breaking both of my legs when I landed, there was, I don't know, a while back, one of the places that was like letting you skydive, there was a like taller person that was jumping, and apparently they gave him like a cargo chute instead of a like person parachute.
Hmm.
And so he hit a very hard on the ground. Like, he didn't die, but like shattered his pelvis and bullshit because it's meant to stop a larger load.
Mm-hmm.
And when my friend was, because it was like somebody my friend knew, and I was like, oh, cool. Now I don't have to skydive because I don't meet the weight limit anyway. But if I did meet the weight limit, it's because they put me in a fucking cargo parachute and I'm going to hit at a very high rate of speed. And so I'm good.
You don't want to do that, eh?
I will never trust that. They put me in a parachute now. So no,
I wasn't keen like, on
the jumping thing. Would be fun, but there's always been a weight limit, so I was good there. Can't tandem jump.
Yeah. And I have my excuses.
And then if I'm solo jumping, I'm just going to be like, oh well, they don't care. It's probably a cargo chute. I'm not doing this.
Right.
So it's not the jumping; it's the getting down part.
Yeah, it's the landing that I really want to think about. Yeah. I can't think of what I was going to say. Damn it. Lost it. Never mind.
Because you're not 30.
Yeah. My friend Brad, I guess, went a couple months ago. Or I guess it was fall. Because it wouldn't have been in winter, even. Him and his girlfriend went and did the tandem jump. They weren't with each other; they were with the instructors. But
oh yeah,
if you don't go through the training, you don't get to jump by yourself. You know,
right? It's a tandem jump. Husband and wife go.
Yeah, here you go. I'm like, yeah, that sounds fun.
Till death do us don't.
Oh, I know what it was. I wasn't too keen on climbing up two steps on the stepladder to help hang up Whitney's birthday decorations, let alone jump out of a building or a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody Amber works with.
I'm going to hurt myself when I come down off this stepladder.
Was just saying that, like, she jumped and she landed funny and broke, like, both of her ankles. And she's like, oh. Yeah, that'd make me not want to jump again, too. She's like, oh, no, I went and jumped several more times since then.
Fuck that. I broke one ankle and my life was ruined.
Well, I'm sure she's much more dainty than any of us.
Well, still. I mean, if I break my leg again, I hope it's freaking my right or left leg so I can still drive.
Like, that's the point where you're just hoping, like, well, I'm going to break something. As long as it's not this one, it's fine.
Yeah. Don't break my right arm or my right leg. I can still drive and I can still draw.
You right-handed?
Yeah. Like every God-fearing person.
You're supposed to be left-handed?
Huh?
All the artists in my family are left-handed, so that's why.
No, I'm not left-handed. Karen and Elizabeth are left-handed. Jeff and Chad are left-handed.
Oh, so you're the odd one out of this situation.
No, Darby's right-handed.
Yeah, but that's...
It's 50% of...
One out of six.
Most of the groups I'm in.
I believe that was Dylan saying he's left-handed.
No, I'm right-handed.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But that's because there's already several people, like, amongst my extended family that is left-handed, so... We're keeping our end of 1 and 7.
My entire family's right-handed.
I'm sure the number's probably much higher. I think it was one of those things where, like, if you were left-handed, you're the devil. So,
like, my dad,
everybody that would have been left-handed, they just trained it out of them.
My dad golfs, bowls, and bats left-handed, but he writes right-handed. And I think it is because that's
probably
because
she got
in school. Ruler. In school, he was forced to write with his right hand.
Yeah.
Does he have sloppy handwriting?
Pretty much, yeah.
There you go.
But so do I at times, so who knows?
Yeah. You're doing it correctly, so I don't know. No, I can usually read your handwriting.
Both of my parents were bona fide right-handed. Not, you know, oh, well, they got forced to do it. I used to be able to say, you know, everybody in my family was right-handed, but now with, you know, my mom being adopted and shit, I don't fucking know. I have no idea. Was her dad left-handed? I don't know. I've only got it narrowed down to one or two guys.
Well, what are they?
Dead?
Oh.
That's not something. See which hand has more wear on it.
Yeah,
I know, right?
You're, just out of curiosity, that's not something that's recorded like on your birth certificate, or not, I guess not your birth certificate. You don't really come out writing, but, you know, on any record.
No.
You know, anywhere. It's not.
I mean, the only time I would see it is in sports, so.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Unless they had a baseball card, I don't think that would be registered anywhere.
Well, and I mean, you couldn't even, if for example, if it was the brother who was the musician, you couldn't even say, well, he plays guitar right-handed, so clearly he's right-handed.
But if he plays it left-handed, it's more likely he's left-handed.
Well, yes. But he did not. He was right-handed. He played right-handed. I've seen pictures of
it. Wasn't Kurt Cobain left-handed? Did he play guitar backwards? Yeah.
He played left-handed. Yeah.
Now... I know Hendrix was left-handed.
Yep.
And he strung it the other way.
No, he did not. He played it completely upside down.
Okay. Now, did Kurt Cobain string it the other way? Or is that an option? Can you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Kurt played a left-handed guitar.
Oh, okay.
Jimi Hendrix just took a right-handed guitar and turned it upside down.
Okay.
Which I'm not gonna lie, trying to process how you would play upside down.
Well, I guess
makes my brain hurt.
All of it depends on, he probably didn't have formal training, so
right.
If you're not trying to look at notes and compare them to finger placement, you're just strumming, then you could probably figure it out a lot easier.
Probably.
Because there's no point of reference for it to be odd. It's just, this feels right, this feels right. Because, I mean, there's a couple of really good guitar players that can't read music. So,
yeah.
Imagine. We would have found that out had he not died so young.
Yeah. Had the Illuminati decided he could live.
Is that what it is now?
Yeah. The 27 Club is an Illuminati thing.
Musicians that died in 27.
Correct.
Who was the last good one that joined that club?
The Blind Melon guy?
Cobain was 27, yeah.
Yeah, Cobain was 27. How old was Amy?
I think she was around.
She was.
I know her name was brought up, but I don't remember.
10, 20. Yeah, she was 27.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I guess she was popular enough to. I think hers was a lot more off of potential than anything else. Like, she hadn't put out. I don't remember. Her whole thing was like a weird blur. Like, there were a couple of songs you hear all the time, but like, I can't tell you if it was two albums or if it was five albums.
So her album Back to Black that came out in 2006 is arguably like a top 10 ever kind of album for her genre.
Oh, okay.
That album is just fucking perfection.
Okay.
But it is after 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
So we should probably like say, hey, thanks. We're going to go play some dice.
No thanks.
Yeah.
I gave it the office.
Did you?
No.